Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Your way, we're looking at Pesachim 58, talking about order. The rabbis taught a brisa like the Talmud's order during the week, so is its order on the Shabbos. These are the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva says, like its order on Erev Pesach. What does it mean? Baye said this is what it means. Like the Talmud's order on a weekday Erev Pesach, with the slaughter being performed at 7.5 hours, so is its order on a Shabbos Erev Pesach. These are the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva says, like the Talmud's order on Erev Pesach that falls on a Friday, with its slaughter being performed at 6.5 hours, so is its order on Erev Pesach that falls on the Shabbos. And our Mishnah, which teaches concerning the Talmud that is slaughtered at 7.5 hours on Erev Pesach, whether on a weekday or on the Shabbos, is following the view of Rabbi Yishmael. So talking about the idea of order as related to the Karban Pesach, but as is applicable, of course, to every day of our own lives. There's something to be said about routine. There's something to be said about a habit. There's something to be said about order on a daily basis in and throughout our lives. That's why it's so important that we keep up a schedule for our kids, for our children in school, for ourselves, if we're in high school or college or at work, while we order our day and we structure our day. The Rambam talks about this, how you have to split up your day into the proper hours of working and learning and sleeping and eating. You have to set aside time every day for different things. That's why I try to be makbid for our kids that we make the food at a certain time, like 4 o'clock. We eat at a certain time, like 5 o'clock. Try to get the kids in bed by 6:30, 7 o'clock, for example. And then try to hang out time with the wife after that. And then I rest myself after that. And you got to sleep a little bit. And the work day is from 8 to 3 in the board. And all of us have different ways, but we have to make sure to set up our days that there is order. Just as the Gemara talks about order when it comes to the carbon, so too in our own lives we have to make sure there's order and routine, habits and structure. It takes 28, really a month, to put a habit into effect. It takes 3 months to break a bad habit, but we should make sure to ensure that it is in our lives every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 59 here on Audio DDD with Reb T.